What determines the intensity of a person's wish to be in the present moment? What one could perceive as the wish to be in the present moment is the arising of presence in you. In that sense, there's nothing you can do about it. When the wish appears, presence is already arising. It's not separate from it. But can you make it arise? No. So what determines whether or not presence is arising in you? We could say grace, evolution, how much you've suffered. Maybe they're all the same. But in any case, it is not something that you can want to happen. And you wouldn't. You wouldn't even want to be present if presence were not arising. You wouldn't even ask the question how to be more present. So it is arising. The wish to be present is the arising of presence. It's ultimately not personal. And yet, from a personal perspective, where language comes from and where we have to speak from a lot of the time, we can say that you can help the arising of presence, being receptive to it. But it's all really something that the universe is doing through you. When you think you are doing it, and it's great to believe that I can choose to be present. I can choose not to answer this phone and let it ring twice. That's what it looks like. But how is it possible for you to even do that? If there were not enough presence, you couldn't do it, nor would you want to do it. You would say, what is the point in waiting? I mean, it's ringing, answer it. And maybe that's what your boss will say when he sees what you're not answering. Ultimately, it's not you. Because you are not separate from the totality of the universe. It just seems that way. But it's good to feel that you can choose. Ultimately, the universe is choosing to be present through you. Nobody else can choose. Well, there's an interesting question. Maybe it's connected with this. You've given us many portals to the stillness within, but I find that in day-to-day life, my mind is in 100% control and does not want to be free of itself. How do we become aware when we don't want to? When you don't want to, you don't want to. But there is something hidden in the question, which to me signifies that something in you does want to. Otherwise, you would neither be sitting here nor be asking that question. You'll be watching TV somewhere. I get discouraged when I think, well, Eckhart didn't awaken through the practice of presence. He awakened through a sudden act of grace that completely erased his mind's habit of resisting the present moment, and so did many other teachers I know of. Presence was the result of your awakening, but it wasn't the method. Are you sure ordinary people...